The movie Closer opens today. It features an all-star cast playing the most unlikable characters this side of Attila the Hun. They all lie, they're all unkind, and the film is all about adultery. Doesn't sound very cheery, but Bob Mondello says it fits right in with Hollywood's unusual idea of holiday entertainment.
Have I got a Christmas picture for you? The story of a family man, his wife and kids. Genuinely a thrill a minute.
Daddy, there are soldiers on the street.
Oh, and did I mention it's about genocide?
They're killing everyone. It's a massacre.
Hotel Rwanda is one of half a dozen terrific movies coming out this month that are 10 best worthy, Oscar worthy, truly worth seeing. But I'm going to have a terrible time convincing you to see them. Think I'm exaggerating? Here are some of the others. The Woodsman, about a child molester released back into the community after serving his time in jail. How about The Sea Inside, in which a quadriplegic spends 30 years trying to win the right to die with dignity? Or The Assassination of Richard Nixon, about a man so humiliated by life that he decides to kill the president. And those are just the ones opening Christmas week. They'll be joining the already opened Mulade, about female circumcision in Africa. Bad Education, about priestly abuse. Vera Drake, about abortion. And I Am David, about a homeless 12-year-old who flees a concentration camp. And may all your Christmases be bright. Now, there are perfectly reasonable rationales for bringing these pictures out in December. It is Oscar season, for one thing, and nominations are like gold. And though their subject matter is dicey, these films are not without star power. Kevin Bacon plays the child molester in The Woodsman, for instance, and is doing the best work of his career, which is a decent selling point.
Remember when you asked me what my idea of normal was? Normal is when I can see a girl, be near a girl, even talk to a girl, and not think about it. It's my idea of normal.
Bacon's performance is going to be everyone's idea of Oscar-worthy. And his Mystic River co-star, Sean Penn, will also garner raves, which should help The Assassination of Richard Nixon appeal to audiences. Don Cheadle is in both that movie and in Hotel Rwanda, the genocide picture that has one added advantage, an epic storyline that is, as its advertisements keep trumpeting, about real-life heroism.
United Artists presents the true story of a man who fought impossible odds.
I cannot leave these people to die.
To save everyone he could.
Now, it's easy to exaggerate the impact of a downbeat story on box office at this time of year. Titanic, the biggest moneymaker ever, opened around Christmas, had a hero who died in the last reel, and sent audiences weeping out to theater lobbies, where they mostly bought tickets to see it again. Still, it was helpful in that case to have $300 million worth of special effects to fall back on, just as it was helpful for the serial killer movie Monster to have gorgeous Charlize Theron playing ugly, so that critics would have something to focus on besides the characters' killing sprees. Something similar is likely to happen with this year's movies. Critics will legitimately focus on the heroics of Hotel Rwanda, the tension of The Woodsman, the acting of Sea Inside, because it's a critic's job to make good movies sound like something an audience might want to see. Though whether it's possible to make those films sound more appealing than Fat Albert and Ocean's 12 during Christmas week? Well, I suppose all we can do is try. I'm Bob Mondello.
You can find Bob's complete list of this year's unlikely holiday films and scenes from them at our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.